Good morning, good morning. It's episode number 48 of the Morning Walk with Dustin show. Me and Jax are excited to be back this morning. Been up for a while this morning already. Had to get a few things in order. We're getting ready to drop a new 6K organic product. Hopefully we're gonna have it done and ready for sale this coming week. Actually, I'm pretty sure we are. You know, like it's 99%. Like something crazy would have to happen, like something, a tornado or something. But we already have them available for pre-sale now at $2 a piece. They come with a dube tube. You know, it's smell proof, everything. They're 20% CBD joints. They're gonna come 110 millimeter organic raw cones is what we use. So of course the flower's organic because it's organically grown flower. Nothing's used in any of the farms that we supply from as far as like pesticides or any shit like that. We don't fuck with that at all. And of course we can only trust raw organic cones, man. Everybody else, you just can't trust them, man. So we went with a brand that we can trust, even though they cost a little more. But that's okay, because with 6K Organics, we're not here to try to you know what I'm saying, to try to get rich off of everybody. We're here to heal people, to try to help people, to try to make the products available for them. And I went around to CBD shops in my area, man, and people are getting up to $8. $8 a piece for one pre-rolled joint. And that's crazy. That should never happen. There should be no reason that a person can't pull out $3 out of their pocket and you know, get the CBD that they need, right? So that's why we're dropping the product, and we're dropping it at the price that we're dropping it at, because I mean, literally, man, you're paying for the dube tube. If you look, dube tubes are like, I think you get like a, I'm pretty sure you get a, like a 10 pack for like $20. Something like that. So that's like $2 a piece. You know what I'm saying? We had to offer a product like that because, you know, our oil is $69.99. And the sad fact is that everybody that needs it can't afford it. Even though that we're literally half the price of everyone that offers a quality product like ours, we still can't offer it for free. You see what I mean? Because it cost us, you know, a lot to make good product. We had to spend a lot of our own money, but we still knew that we could come up with something else for them, some other kind of way that they could still get the benefits of CBD. So that's what we did, and we're focused really heavy on that right now. I picked up a new eBay client this week, so don't think just because I started this, guys, that eBay and Amazon is just going away. You see, I'm just not talking about it right now because I'm building a brand. You know what I mean? But it's still definitely going, and it's doing very well. I actually just had my third listing increase on one of my stores. Now they can have 4,000 listings and sell up to 190,000 a month. They're about 30 days away from being out of probation. We already have our 25 sales needed and our 250 in total sales volume. We crushed that already, way over it. We have like actually like 30 something sales, and it's almost like $1,000 in total sales. So yeah, we're doing very well with that store. Excited, you know what I mean? They're all growing. Like I said, picked up this new one this week. That puts me at about six stores now. By six stores, so I'm not really pushing that heavy now because I'm focused on this, but I am still doing that. So don't think that just washed up, you know what I mean? It's just not what I'm talking about this month, if that makes sense. 6K Organics is just, it's just a passion of ours, you know what I mean? It's just, we like to help people, and it's a much more affordable way for a lot of people, and it's so much more healthy for a lot of people than a lot of the options that they're used to, or they've been, you know, using, you know, to medicate themselves or whatever the fuck. But yeah, so that's where my morning started. How about your guys? I woke up this morning and, man, me and Dallas, we've kind of been battling again. She's kind of having these feelings to where I don't care about her business as much as mine. So I had to stop and think about that. Is this true? Is she being honest? You know what I mean? Is there a reason? Is there a reason her business may not be doing as well as mine, right? So I stopped and I just started thinking, what could it be? You know, so, and she was saying, like, you know, every time you start something, you go out, you get everything you need to make it perfect, to make sure that it's going to, you know, work. You go get help you need, you go, you know, whatever. And I was like, yeah, she's right. She's totally fucking right. And with hers, we haven't done all that, right? So today, without even, you know, talking to her about it, without even saying anything, I sent her $350. $350 on PayPal and said, now get what you need. And that might not be enough. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I know that that's going to show her that I gave a fuck. And I feel like you have to be fair, right? Be equal, especially to your spouse. So that's what I like I said, I stopped and thought about it. I got frustrated at first because I was like, what do you mean? I don't care about your thing. I got her, when she started, the biggest package, whatever, you know, it's like a package deal thing that you start with. The biggest one was $200. I got it for her. You know what I mean? Her business cards. She found this other website that was like extremely too expensive. It was like $20 for like 100 cards. And that's outrageous to me. You know what I mean? So I was like, what the fuck? So anyways, I bought it. You know what I mean? I didn't argue because that's what she wanted, right? And like you want it to be what you want. So, you know, I made sure that she got that. So I'm in my mind, I'm thinking, look, you're getting everything that you know what I mean? What the fuck? But it's just it was more the point. See, the real point is she probably won't even spend that $350. She just wanted to know that I gave a fuck. She wanted to know that the money or anything I had going on was just as important as her and everything she has going on. So I had to just send her some money. Just to show her, look, the money doesn't, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I'll get some more money. And she's been really pushing me also to get a bigger place. And I'll be honest, I've been being cheap. I haven't wanted to, you know, to pay more, honestly, per month. But we do need more room. You know, half the time I'm standing literally at the counter and she's sitting on the couch, and that's, you know, where most of our work gets done. I have a desk in the back room, you know what I mean? Riker and Aubrey, you know, they have to share a room right now. Even though Aubrey doesn't stay with us full time, she's only there sometimes, but she still has a lot of shit in there. And they don't have room to play. You know, we don't have room to breathe for real. We can't, like, really get away from each other or anything. And we just need more space. So that's another thing. I'm probably going to have to break down and get us some more space. How's that feel? Yeah, I'll be honest, man. I didn't really want to do it because I say that all the time. Like, people, you know, they get all this shit they don't need. And I just haven't been able to figure out why the fuck we need that. You know what I mean? But sometimes it ain't all about what you figure out. Especially once, you know, I signed up to have a wife, man. So, like, how she feels about shit, is it matters. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm comfortable where I'm at. I'm happy. You know, I don't mind, you know, standing right there in my spot and doing what I do. It's been working fine for me. But the way she said it, she's right. She was like, look, your shit's everywhere. And she's right, man. I got bottles of CSK Organics everywhere. I got fucking cabinets full of Amazon FBA shit that I sell. You know, I got stuff's everywhere, man. And she was like, I got like two drawers and like some space in the closet. And I was like, damn. She's right. So that's kind of where I'm kind of like, look, let's just get equal. Because maybe that's a lot of our issue, is that like she just feels like she's not equal to me. And what the fuck? I don't understand why she would feel that way. You know, I really don't. But I have to take in consideration that she feels that way. I have to try to make her not feel that way. You know? And the only way to do it, I guess, right now is give her what she wants. You know, because it's not a money issue. You know what I mean? We have the money. It's me, man. It's really me. It's me holding back, not wanting to believe that I'm capable of, I guess, living in that kind of a place. You know what I mean? Like $1,000 a month and shit like that. That sounds scary to me. Even though, you know, a 10K month is easy for me. How crazy is that? You know what I mean? That's limiting mindset, right? And that's one thing that I've been pushing you guys to not do that, right? And another, I told y'all one time, I learned something from Steve Harvey. He said, you know, one time I had to catch a flight. Had to catch a flight to make it to a show. And at this time, he was making money, but he wasn't loaded, you know what I'm saying? Not yet. This was young Steve, you know what I'm saying? So he's trying to make it to his little show, man, so he can get his money, do his show, you know, build his career. And all the damn seats on the plane was full on regular or whatever, coach or whatever you call that shit. Regular class was full up. So he had to say, fuck it, and just buy the first class ticket. He said once he did that, he ain't never rode, you know, in the back again. You know, he ain't never walked right past that first class section again. You know, he's like, it's more room up there. You know, they bring you these little peanuts, little drinks. You know, you get treated up there. And he said, it's just an experience that literally lifted his entire mindset to believe that he deserved first class. And now look at Steve. You see what I mean? He didn't know what he was comfortable with until he tried it. And I feel like that's where I'm at again. I feel like it's time, man. I feel like it's time to do that for him. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking for somewhere else to go, man. Somewhere big. Hopefully I can get in like a basement or a building with it. That way I can, you know, have somewhere to really, really do some 6K organics up in there. You know what I'm saying? Set up an entire office, a little gym and shit. I want a lot, you know. And I believe once I get my hands on something like that, it's just gonna like literally force me to do better. You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna have a bigger place, which means I'm gonna have a bigger power bill, which means I'm gonna want more furniture, which means you know what I mean? I need more TVs, which means, you know, I might need to upgrade my Wi-Fi, you know, so everybody can get the same amount all through the house. You know what I'm saying? I might need, you know, who knows? So all this shit I'm gonna need is just gonna what? Cause I love the place now. You see what I'm saying? I love the extra space. I'm probably, you know, just honestly happier that my family's happier. And all that's gonna just fuel my success 150 times probably. Because I'm gonna still be wanting to take in the same amount. In order to do that, I gotta take in a whole extra $1,000. So that's what I'm gonna do. You know, it's really simple. You know, I've already set up an investment with Tyler Love that's probably gonna pay me for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? So that's probably going to take care of a good chunk. Just put $7,000 in an account with him. He's a superb Forex trader, man. Like, he really knows what he's doing. So I got that going on, man. I got 6K. I got eBay. We got Amazon. We deserve a house. Like my wife was saying, she said, babe, I believe you work hard enough that we deserve something like that. She said, you can't tell me you don't work all day. You know what I mean? She said, you can't tell me you don't even work till she's jealous. That she didn't even get no attention the entire day. You know, she was like, you can't tell me that we don't deserve something. And I was like, damn. See, she'll make you think. The only thing is she gets so upset because I don't just, boom, right then, you know what, you're right. I had to think. I had to recollect because you got to think, I'm the one signing up. You feel me? So I got to know, I got to get me ready for that. You know? And I know some of y'all are going through the same kind of situations where you're like, man, I don't know. I don't know if I should hire that help. I don't know if I should get that bigger house. I don't know. I don't know if I should get the office space. I don't know if I should open the store yet. You know, I don't know if I should buy a new company truck. You know, if it's going to level you up, man. And you know what you need. That's what's crazy about us. We know what the fuck we need. We just don't do it. Because one or the other, we're scared or... Yeah, really, just we're scared. It's usually what it is, for real. Like, in this situation, man, right now, $600 a month, two-bedroom trailer. $600 a month, man, two-bedroom trailer. And I'm making, on a bad month, $5,000. Come on. Trailer's full of shit, man. We got our lifestyle, you know what I mean? We got an abundant lifestyle, so we got an abundance of shit. we need more room, man. And what's crazy is we can get more room for about $200-$300 more. We can be in a 3-4 bedroom house with a basement and every damn thing, nice as shit. But my mindset keeps telling me that's gonna be stressful. I don't know if you can handle that. Keeps doing all that to me. You know what I'm saying? That ain't healthy. Because you think about it, I would do anything else. In this month, I know for a fact I spend enough every month to live wherever the fuck I wanna live. For real, I could probably live in a $3,000 a month place. I mean, now that would be really ridiculous because then I'd still be wanting to spend $3,000. That's another thing I take into consideration. You know, with this cheaper place we live in, we get to do more. But $200 or $300 more ain't gonna stop us from doing too much more either. That's kind of, like I said, I just sent Dallas $350 this morning that won't even never affect me. You know? Just some shit to think about today. I love each and every one of you. Hope I touched somebody, sparked something in you, changed something in you.